Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Stravolino. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced Facebook's corporate entity is now called Meta at the company's AR-VR-focused Connect event. Zuck said brands and apps will remain the same under the new corporate name, but it reflects that, from now on, we're going to be Metaverse first, not Facebook first. At the event, Meta also announced it will release a high-end VR headset codenamed Project Cambria sometime next year. This will be distinct from the company's Oculus 2 lineup and more pricey, featuring new optics for better fidelity. New sensors in the device will allow your virtual avatar to maintain eye contact and reflect your facial expressions. Google and the Indian telco Jio Platforms announced the Jio Phone Next, available November 4th. This phone costs 6,499 Indian rupees, that's about $87, and runs an extremely optimized version of Android called Pragati OS. It includes Read Aloud and Translate Now features across web, apps, and messages, with support for 10 Indian languages. Specs include a quad-core Qualcomm QM215 SoC and dual SIM support. Twitter added a Labs feature for Blue subscribers, providing early access to features. One lab feature lets users upload videos up to 10 minutes long. Another feature lets users pin conversations to the top of an inbox. Twitter Blue subscriptions remain limited to Canada and Australia for now. Apple earned $1.24 per share in Q4 on revenue of $83.36 billion, up 29% on the year, but missing analyst estimates. CEO Tim Cook said sales would have been $6 billion higher if not for supply chain constraints. iPhone revenue increased 47% in the year to $38.69 billion, but missed analyst estimates. Services grew 27% to $18.28 billion. iPad sales were up 21% to $8.25 billion. Wearables, home, and accessory revenue grew 12% to $8.79 billion, while Mac sales grew 1.6% to $9.18 billion. Amazon reported it earned $6.12 per share on revenue of $110.81 billion in Q3, both missing analyst expectations. This marked the first quarter services revenue surpassed net product sales, with Amazon Web Services, advertising, third-party seller services, and Prime subscriptions generating $55.9 billion in revenue. AWS beat analyst estimates, with revenue up 39% in the year to $16.11 billion. Huawei continued to feel the impact of U.S. sanctions in Q3, with revenue falling on the year for the fourth consecutive quarter, down 38% in the year to 135.4 billion yuan, that's about $21.2 billion. Huawei says its business-to-business units remain stable, but consumer divisions remain significantly impacted. Sony has changed its name on Steam. PlayStation games published on Steam for play on PC were previously published by PlayStation Mobile. They now show up as published by PlayStation PC. Sony formed a company called PlayStation PC earlier this year. TikTok confirmed a limited test of a tipping feature, letting users send money directly during TikTok live streams. TikTok does not currently take a cut of tips. TikTok already supports gifting of virtual goods on live streams. The latest version of the Chrome browser features fixes for two actively exploited zero-day vulnerabilities. Both were listed as high severity, but Google was light on details. Since the start of 2021, Google released patches for 15 Chrome zero days. Mercedes will equip cars with Dolby Atmos audio as an option on vehicles using its latest MBUX interface and Burmester 3D or 4D sound systems. This will initially be available to the Mercedes Maybach in summer 2022 and the S-Class soon after. Google Fi will roll out support for end-to-end encrypted calls between Android phones on Fi service in the coming weeks. Encrypted calls will feature a unique ringtone and a lock symbol on the screen. The analysts at IDC found that smartphone shipments declined 6.7% of the year in Q3, with a total of 331.2 million units shipped. Samsung shipped the most units with 69 million, although this was down 14.2% in the year. Apple jumped to second place with shipments up 20.8% with 50.4 million units, and Xiaomi fell to third with 44.3 million units. AT&T's prepaid carrier Cricket added 5G support to all plans, although video streaming quality is still capped at 480p on mobile data. The company also updated its less expensive data plans to remove speed caps, previously limited to 8 megabits per second on LTE. Microsoft updated its Power Toys for Windows toolkit, adding a video conference mute feature that lets you disable mics and webcams globally across Windows. There's also a Find My Mouse feature. Pressing Control twice will dim the screen to highlight your cursor. And the existing Power Rename feature now has a modern Windows 11 UI. And finally, Canon announced the PowerShot PX, a family-focused surveillance camera that will automatically snap photos and videos using built-in subject recognition to frame and select shots. It shoots 11-megapixel stills and 1080p video with a mechanical pan-and-tilt mechanism and Bluetooth to transfer it to your phone. It retails for £450 in the UK and €500 in Europe. No release date was announced. The dream of the Google Clips lives on. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.